time for the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. Grab your coffee, your Bible, a pen, and your journal. It's time to be encouraged. And now here are your hosts, Terry and Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Monday morning motivation. Here we are again. How did we get back to Monday already?
I don't know, but I'm happy we're here.
Yes, episode number 181. Today is April 1st. Also commonly known as April Fool's Day.
And, no fooling, it's April 1st.
I don't think we'll be pulling any of those today, but what else have we got?
Well, you know, as always, we're here to pray with you and for you. We want to encourage you by the word of God, so we're going to have your word for the day, but we want to give you a special personalized hi there and hello. We can't do that, though, unless we know you're in the room. And we don't know that you've come into the room unless you type in your chat box, whether you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or the website. Or even listening by podcast, if you'll type in your chat box and let us know you're here, where you're tuning in from, and the answer to this very important question, what is in your cup this morning? Whoa, that was cool. Great transition. I love that. I'm super impressed.
I live to serve.
Oh, man, you do. Yeah. Hey, let's
We got a lot of folks jumping on this morning. This
you
is
guys.
Awesome. Coming in. For some people, maybe you got an extended work day. I don't know if they do that for the government or anything, since yesterday was, Resurrection Sunday.
Yay! But. You know what else? It's humid. As my older kids were little, they would say, it's humid, Mommy. It's humid. It is really
outside.
Humid, and it's like we got some chances for storms in the next couple days today and tomorrow.
Sure.
But can I tell you something? We got to spend the morning not planned outside, and it is so beautiful right now. So I feel like I'm renewed and refreshed after a wonderful Resurrection Sunday with our family yesterday. How we love the River City family. And then a really great start to this morning. I hope you're feeling the same way on your Monday morning. Let's jump over to the chat box and say hi there and hello to Pastor Angie in the house. She's drinking Bones Toffee Treasure with chocolate creamer. Sounds delicious.
Yay.
Robin, just down the street in Fort Knox, Kentucky, she's drinking Mountain Dew Zero this morning.
There
wow, living on the edge.
Got
that's
a little
like,
extra boost.
Yeah, buddy. Mary Kay, just down the street here in Shelbyville, Kentucky, she made an iced coffee from Bones Decaf Rest in Peace with half and half.
Oh.
That is delicious. Bones really showing up strong this morning.
Yeah.
Robin saying good morning to her buddies, Angie and MK, and Janice in from Spring, Texas.
Good.
Drinking
morning,
Fruit
Janice.
Punch Spark this fine day. It is a fine day. And sweet Denise Page from Taylorsville, Kentucky. Her cup is empty, but her spiritual cup is full of Jesus. Amen. And Denise looked so beautiful yesterday in her beautiful Easter pink. I was really, really impressed with how she always dresses so nicely.
Yeah, she does.
And there's some more comments we're going to scroll down to. Here we go. Larry Buckby. Good morning, Larry.
Buddy.
Bless you. Good to see you on Easter Monday. That's what this day is called, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Kim in the house. We love you. Thank you for encouraging us, Kim, every Sunday morning and every time we see you. We are blessed. Thank you.
You know, I have to say that yesterday it was hilarious. As we pulled into the Krispy Kreme, we come in around the front of the store to go around to the drive-thru, and we pull up to the speaker to say, hello, good morning, we're here for our mobile order, and there was this arm that stuck out the door, out the drive-thru
window.
You didn't
even say hello.
No, we
you
didn't even get to.
There
they didn't even greet us.
Arm.
They just stuck this arm out with our bag of donuts.
And it was Kim. She's seen us pull
hilarious.
In. She is so... Kim and Kylie have it. I mean, that's the best.
That was so awesome.
It's the best Krispy Kreme in the world. The donuts taste the best. The customer service is perfect.
Yeah.
And it's also a great theme on Bardstown Road. It's got the old-fashioned style sign
out. I think it was one of the older
signs. That neon sign.
I wanted to ask about that.
And their shop is just so clean and inviting and welcoming. I love that Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, for sure. For
sure. So Larry reminds us that he's in Colwich, Kansas.
Right.
And
okay.
Angie saying good morning to her buddies. Also, Taylor Jewell on this morning. And Asher. Good morning, Asher. Mimi and Pop sure love you.
Good
Riley
morning,
is still sleeping. And unfortunately, Taylor does not have coffee yet in her cup.
No coffee, just water.
But she was at Wine-Ins this weekend, so I know she's got some good coffee there in the house. Otis is drinking Coca-Cola on ice in Elizabethtown, and also Wyatt is on. Good morning, Wyatt. They're just...
He said they're calling themselves the E-Town Pinecone Crew because he and Wyatt are out getting them off the front lawn a few minutes ago.
Pretty slick.
Yeah, the Pinecone Crew.
Yeah, Pastor Roger Randall in the house. He says, National Atheist Day, Psalm 14:1. Tell me what that means, Terry.
You can look it up. He wants us to look it up. Okay. Psalm 14:1.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll and Larry's telling us, okay, but I'm still greeting everyone and I'll look it up.
It's humid there too.
Yep. And Mary Kay is saying her good mornings. And of course, Texas is July humid right now, says Janice. I bet it is.
No.
Yeah. Ooh, Robin's birthday is tomorrow. You know what that means? Happy birthday, Robin. I love that. I love celebrating birthdays, but I'm really bad about like keeping a birthday calendar. Happy birthday. Do you still have the little sounder?
Yeah, but when the music's playing, it has to be turned up. The music gets really loud.
Okay. So Wyatt jumping in with a good morning. Monica in Omaha, Nebraska says, good morning. Several surrendered lives to Jesus at our service yesterday. She's drinking vitamin water, rain in 46. That praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for new names written down in glory. We rejoice with all of heaven, Monica. Thank you for that testimony. Pastor Bobby Patton in the house. Good morning. Drinking coffee and praising the Lord that we're off work today. Yeah. That's good. Congratulations. Everybody needs a Sabbath, you all.
Yeah. And they had a busy weekend. On Saturday, they had a big, I'm not sure what kind of an event. It was a community event where they were selling all of their gluten-free products, all their baked goods, just sharing Jesus with everybody there. So it was a really big day.
Okay. I get you. I see you, Pastor Roger. Psalm 14:1. The fool said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have committed abominable deeds. There is no one who does good. It's April Fool's Day.
Uh-huh.
So that's,
fool said
I get
heart,
it.
In his heart, there is no God.
I get it. Thank you, Pastor Roger, for making me turn to the Word. I appreciate it. And also losing my spot, but I can find it again. Hey, how about this? Chris in the house. Good morning,
Good
Chris.
Morning.
She's drinking water. And tell me, you guys, as everybody's rolling in and out, how was everybody's resurrection service? I thought we had a wonderful Sunday. I just have to say, though, when the presence of the Lord comes every week, it's hard to pick one time over another. It was really special to meet some new people yesterday that we did not know. And so that was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, our sis is on Taylor. Taylor Beth and Jed are watching from the doctor's office. Good morning, sweet Jed.
Hi, Jed.
Mimi and Pop love you. We need to stop and pray right now for Jed. Jed is sick and under the weather the last few days. Lord, we just pray right now that you would bring whole healing to Jed, that you would just eradicate the infection, the fever, and anything, the barking cough, anything that's making him feel sick today and in his body that's not right, we just command to leave in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for Jed's whole health. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you guys so much. Robin says you gave a great message, and you really did. I loved your message. Yeah. Terry explored what it would have been like if Jesus had never been born.
Yeah, that's one of those. I don't know. I'm sure Holy Spirit gave me that idea for the thought. I can't think of what else triggered it other than just thinking about all the things that we had to be grateful for what he had done for us during that week of Holy Week and then leading up to the death, burial, and resurrection. But, you know, there were a lot of things on the list that we take for granted that we don't think about that we would no longer have or would never have had it not been for his sacrifice for us. So,
well, it was poignant, and we had, it feels like we've been celebrating, since Palm Sunday, and we should. Holy Week lasts a whole week, and honestly, we as Christians should celebrate every day. But we had a really beautiful time together at Good Friday service, and also our kids had a wonderful time at our kids and youth Good Friday service that Pastor Angie led. And I love when our kids are excited about church. I love when people are excited to come to church.
Right.
I love when people don't want to leave the church because they love the fellowship and the camaraderie. And I think that's what being a family, an authentic community of Christ, is all about.
Yeah. Well, and and the fact that I remember as kids, we'd go to church on Easter and stuff like that. And you just kind of, as you grow older, you have a greater appreciation for the gathering and for the message.
I agree. I agree.
And so.
So also, okay, a couple prayer requests. We need to pray for Lewis. That is Denise's brother-in-law. Mm. She messaged last night, and we just want to continue to lift up Lewis right now. Father, we're just praying for this condition, whether it's, some physical strain in his back, an infection in his spine, whatever this is, Lord, we're lifting him up to you in the name of Jesus for whole healing. Father, we love you. And we say we trust you. And Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for by your stripes, we are healed. And so we're speaking healing and life over Lewis right now in Jesus' name. Also, Janice has a prayer request that her doctor is not releasing her to work, which means she's going to have to lose her job and move in the near future. And I need bodies to help pack stuff. And she needs clarity from the Lord on where she's supposed to be. And Lord, right now, as we lift Janice to you, we just thank you that what's going on in her life is no surprise to you. You are not caught by surprise. You know exactly the plans and the purpose that you have for her in this season. And so, Lord, we're speaking into whole health. We're speaking into a move for help. We're speaking into clarity and discernment on where you would have her to be in this hour. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Did I say it's your brother, not your brother-in-law, Denise? Oh, forgive me. I'm sorry. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's Lewis, her brother. And so we're going to continue to pray for him.
Yes. Yeah, Bobby's got a good point. It says if Jesus wasn't born, then we would be lost. No hope. And you're exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. And Larry says he only found out recently that Jesus spent a considerable amount of time with the apostles after his resurrection. It's true. Before the ascension, it's true.
Yeah.
He continued the work that he began, teaching them, restoring them. One of the first things he did was restore Peter. Remember, Peter's denial three times before the rooster crowed crushed him. And what did he do? He went back to fishing. And Jesus came in and he said, Peter, do you love me? And he said, of course I do. And he said, feed my sheep. And he said, Peter, do you love me more than these? And he said, you know I do, Lord. And he said, take care of my lambs. And he said, but Peter, do you love me? And he said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my sheep. That was restoration three times for the three denials. And so that's one of the first things the Lord Jesus did was restore and continue to teach and prepare them. And he gave them this critical, important message as he ascended. Go into Jerusalem and wait until my Father clothes you with power from on high. And we know that to be the power of the Holy Spirit. What an incredible gift. Jesus teaching all the way up and declaring for us to baptize and teach the word, sharing it with all nations in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and baptizing. It's important. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You're bringing up, of course, what's leading up to in 49 days, Pentecost, which was, when they received the Holy Spirit. But, it's kind of like when we have a countdown to a specific date or a time and we're like, oh, I can't wait for whatever. And we're so excited because we know what awaits us. I know that because there were more than the 120 that were, there were over, 300 to 400 people who were waiting in that room, and then the numbers dwindled down. And it was really because some of them were just like, how long are we going to have to, we just can't wait anymore. Do you get that way in your life to where you're waiting on the Lord to do something in your life, but you're just like feeling like he's just not answering. There's just nothing happening here. What's going on?
Yeah.
I just can't hold out for much longer. And then he shows himself faithful. And that's exactly what he did at Pentecost. And so we get to look forward to the day of Pentecost, 49 days. We celebrate, of course, that. But we get to celebrate it every day because we already know how the story went. So, but I can't imagine the anguish that a lot of people were thinking. Jesus said, come here and wait. Wait for what? What are we waiting for? And so I'm glad we don't have to do that. He's just a call away from us.
Amen.
Yeah. Bobby's also saying he's in agreement for Lewis, and Denise is thanking us, of course, for taking time to pray. That's what we always do here. If you have a prayer request, you can ask us anytime, and we will stop everything just so that we can pray for your concerns.
Hey.
Yeah.
Look here. Dustin May, how we love you. How we've missed you. Yeah, he's got Casey's coffee in his cup. Good coffee. That's one thing I miss in the South. I miss my Casey's.
Yeah.
I love Casey's. Yeah. Store. So Dustin says, missed you guys and just wanted to say that for so long I was lost, but because Jesus goes after that one, I'm now found. Amen. And would like to say I'm an addict, and because Jesus is so good, he's taken away my desire I had for 42 years for weed.
Amen.
I am now a new creation and would like to ask for your guys' forgiveness for lying to you all these years.
Oh.
I know I'm forgiven from him, but I love you guys and would like to start new.
Absolutely.
Dustin, it is our honor to love and forgive you. You are such a dear one to us.
Yes, you are,
and
buddy.
And we love you and forgive you, and I am so grateful grateful for your repentance and your honesty. Yeah. Your humble heart draws the Lord so near. He says, a humble and contrite heart I will not despise.
Amen.
Justin, what a perfect example of humbleness this morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
We love you,
yeah,
brother.
For
we
sure.
love you.
And you know, all those times and whenever in between when we hadn't talked for a long time, buddy, we were still thinking about you, still praying about and praying for you.
Oh,
and
just, yeah.
Talking with our favorite pastor out in Virginia about you and
Jim Asbury,
keeping you in prayer.
He loves you.
For sure.
You know, there's so many people that love you, Dustin.
So we're lucky
to be among them.
We're
blessed. So Lynn's in the house from Oklahoma City. She's drinking Folgers and it's mixed with some honey. Mm-hmm. Also, Denise is telling me it's okay that I said brother-in-law instead of brother. Thank you, Denise.
Yeah.
You know, guys, as would you go on and scroll down just a little bit? Thank you. Listen, Pastor Doug Goforth is in the house.
Buddy,
I bet they had a wonderful Easter at Eastland Park of the Nazarene in Lexington, Kentucky. Pastor Doug's drinking Green Mountain Vanilla Caramel Coffee this morning. And imagine what the apostles were going through not believing Mary's report that he is risen. Yeah, we're going to talk about that today.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that. And Pastor Ruth Morgan in the house. Good morning.
Ruth.
He is risen. Happy Easter Monday. We're so happy to be. It's like Sunday all over again.
Yeah.
It's what it feels like. It feels good. I love it. So Mary Kay says that realizing that Holy Week and Easter weekend, that realizing this Holy Week and Easter weekend that Jesus gave his life, no one took it.
Absolutely.
He gave his life. It just really impacted her this last week. It's so true.
Amen.
And you know, they crucified him and tried to murder him. But can I tell you, they didn't take his life. He gave it.
Yeah, he willingly gave it.
It wasn't their idea. It was his.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's so faithful. Robin says Casey's has really good pizza. Girl,
yeah, they do.
Yeah.
That was always a bright spot in our stop whenever we'd be on the road traveling and singing, and we'd be out at a church, you know, late evening and just looking for something, you know, nothing's really open.
Well, there's a few towns in Kansas. The only thing you're going to be able to eat after 8:30 is Casey's pizza.
The only thing you could find was a Casey's, and we were so glad for it.
Yeah, we were.
Any of those little potato things that you like?
Oh, gosh, they're my favorite.
And,
yeah, they're cheesy potato puffs.
Stuff.
That's right.
Good stuff.
Hey, look here. Tracy says I'm late, but Tracy's here. You're not late. You're right on time, buddy. I got a little thing going on.
Yeah.
Sorry. Let me fix it.
That's okay. That's all right.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Tracy, I say it again, man. When you played the piano yesterday on Because He Lives, you tore it up. And I haven't gone back to listen to the recording or whatever because I know just being there live and in person, it blessed me. And I know it blessed others too.
Amen.
And so thank you. Thank you for your obedience and for sharing your gift.
Yeah. So Monica's asking us to pray for Donnie. He applied for an internal job at work that would get him out of the semi he's driving and interview this week. Less pay, but he's asking for obvious directions. Lord, we're praying for your clarity and discernment for Donnie and Monica, especially for Donnie, Lord, as he desires to do what you would have him do in this season. Lord, I pray that you would give him such an understanding and peace over what it is you're calling him to. I thank you that in you there is no lack. We love you, Jesus, and we pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Rick, we miss you. We've been praying for you.
Yes, we have.
We know you've been unwell, sick, and really feeling under the weather. We missed you yesterday, but it was a great service. And his allergies have stirred up his asthma. I heard you were having a hard time breathing. He's been trying to go to Danville to see his children, but they have not made it. He found out his son and family were there. Oh, bless them. Appointment for the doctor on Wednesday. So, Father, we pray right now that you would just strengthen and renew Rick's body. I pray that you would breathe fresh breath into his lung by your spirit. Father, I pray that there would be such a renewal in his body and his spirit, Lord, that he could not help but give you praise. We thank you in advance for this testimony being answered. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow, you guys, so much. Angie says with the kids yesterday talking about what Jesus suffered and all he did for all of us. Yeah, Baylor was saying what a great, you know, way that you came at it with a perspective of Mary Magdalene. So I love that our kids are getting an understanding of the sacrifice of Christ.
Yeah, for sure.
I love that.
For sure. You know something else that I totally loved that happened yesterday? Let's see, where's my screen thing here? It was all the little Jesuses that showed up at church yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, and finding out that Angie was behind all of that.
Yeah.
And it was so cool because we got to have some... photo opportunities. Let's see, where is it at? Come on, here we go. All right, so you see the little Jesus there in the picture? Yeah, that's there were like, I don't know how many dozens, if not close to hundreds of them that were all around. Look,
there's Otis' picture of Jesus.
Yeah, Otis's picture that he posted.
Yeah.
Here was
Tammy and Dave
Wills.
Yeah, it looks like Jesus went to lunch with the Wills.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
There's you and Ben.
Yeah, there's Ben and I.
I thought it was so cool because on the bottom of the little Jesus is there was a little QR code,
yeah,
right? And when you scan the QR code, it brought you to this page. And she says, everyone needs a little Jesus in their lives. And it says, if you've received one of our little Jesus figures, take a picture of yourself with the little Jesus and share how Jesus has impacted your life. Then give that little Jesus away to somebody else so that they can share how Jesus has impacted their lives. I thought, what a great idea. What a way to just share the gospel with people in a fun little way. And then it also said to take some of these out and go out and just leave them like at, you know, gas pumps, convenience stores, whatever, just so that people are reminded, you know, hey, Jesus is out here. And then maybe they'll scan the code and go to the page.
I didn't realize we were supposed to take them out and spread them places.
I think I saw that in a second post.
I'm gonna grab. Yep, oh, there she is. Okay. I'm gonna grab a handful too.
She says they're gonna put out several along their trip this week.
I can't wait to see where people pop in from. That'll be great.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Great idea.
That's like when people did the dollar bill. You remember they'd stamp on the dollar bill like
where's George?
Where's George?
Yeah.
And it was like where'sgeorge.com, and you could put in your serial number of your dollar bill and see where it had been before that someone else recorded. That's fun.
Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, hey, Pastor Brandon, good to see you this morning. Bless you down in Alabama. We honor you and Becca and all the work that you're doing.
We get to celebrate resurrection life every single day. That's
Amen.
Good.
That's so Amen. Good. So here's the thing. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the Good Morning Show with Pastors Terry and Melissa Wright on this Monday morning. We are here to motivate you with the love of God, by the word of God, the spirit of God, encouragement. We want to pray for you. We've got some more prayer requests to jump to. But before we do that, I just want to ask you guys, don't forget to tell us where you're tuning in from. If you're not sure what you've tuned into and why you're here, maybe type in the chat box, give us your name or what city you're watching from, or you could let us know the answer to the question that what is in your cup this morning. It's kind of an important question. We love to talk about coffee, and I want to talk about what we're drinking this morning. This morning we are drinking, drum roll please, I opened a new bag of coffee this morning. It is toasted coconut mocha from, you know, that place I broke up with. Well, guess what? They still have good coffee. And so our sweet, precious Becky Mangianas got us toasted coconut mocha coffee from Starbucks. It's delicious. It's like a tropical celebration in our mouth this morning with a little coconut and a little chocolate. Hey, I love it. And so that's what we are drinking this morning. However, I want to let you know that the Coffee Beanery is running a special on April Fool's Day. So go to the Coffee Beanery. It's coffeebeanery.com, I believe, and check out all of their flavors right now. We have seven open bags of Coffee Beanery beans that we are drinking from. They are running a 25% off sale. Just use the codes jokes, J-O-K-E-S, jokes, and we don't have any affiliation with them. We're just trying to pass on a good deal, okay? Now, if you want another good deal, there's new flavors from Bones Coffee. That's right, new flavors from Bones Coffee. And how do you reach Bones? Go through our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. Go to the Bones Coffee link, and you guys can find out all the new flavors. There's three new flavors, and I think a couple of them sound pretty good. One of them, maybe not so much. They're Valiant Vanilla, Atomic Apple, and Wasteland Crunch. And those are the three flavors. They're called the Fallout Collection. And I honestly think that Wasteland Crunch sounded pretty good. And I wouldn't mind the Valiant Vanilla. I'm a little concerned. I've never had apple coffee. Has anybody had apple flavored coffee?
Apple flavored? No.
It's apple pie.
So.
Yeah, it's apple pie. So anyways, you guys go check out the new Bones flavors. Don't forget to put in the TGM show. Is that the code?
TGM show. Uh-huh.
TGM show code for 20% off your order. And also
TGM show TV.
TGM show TV.
There you go. Sorry. It's been
there
a
you
while.
Go. Yeah, it has been a while, but you need to check out the Bones new flavors. And two of our folks are drinking Bones this morning. Mary Kay and Angie are drinking Bones. And let me tell you, it's been a while since we drank Bones because you guys have been so honoring and blessing us with so many different coffees that really we haven't ordered Bones for a while. And I feel like I need to do that just to get my fix.
Yeah, there's a few flavors that we really have enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Macamaniac was one of them.
Oh, coconut macadamia.
What was the other one? The Godfather themed one? Holy cannoli.
Holy cannoli. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Pastor Ruth is letting us know that her granddaughter, who has stage 4 cancer, was at church yesterday.
Praise
and
the
that
Lord.
Afterwards she was able to answer her questions about the gospel. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we pray for your continued work in Ruth's granddaughter, in her body for healing, and in her spirit for restoration.
Yes.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So Lynn wants to put some of those in the sack lunches she passes out to the homeless, the little Jesus.
The little Jesuses, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, and Denise said she's going to grab some too.
Angie and I must have been of the same mind, says Pastor Rick. I bought 50 little Jesuses to hand out, and she beat me to it. Praise the Lord. Great minds think alike.
Wow.
Hey, there's your cousin Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Good morning,
how
Michelle.
Are you? Good
blessings
morning.
To you. Welcome to April, everyone.
Yes. You got to let us know when you're coming back to the Louisville area so we can catch up when you come out to see your mom. All right.
Lynn says she's had apple a la mode coffee, but she can't remember the brand, but it was delicious. Well, I feel like it's either going to be one of those that you love or you do not love.
Sure, sure.
I don't know that there's a lot of in between with a flavor like apple pie.
Well, and some people say that when you have fruity flavors in coffee, it's just not quite right because it's not, you know, what you're expecting. And I will say, though, that the Coffee Beanery Michigan cherry flavor that we have has a really nice cherry flavor, different than the Michigan cherry from Meijer.
I thought I would never like a better Michigan cherry than Fredrickson's coffee. Frederick's coffee. Mm-hmm. Why do I do that?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Maybe their sons are.
But they're
in the business
it's too. Meijer's, and I thought I would never like any better until I opened the Coffee Beanery Michigan cherry. It is so fresh and delicious and good. I love it.
Pastor Roger, of course, says he wants to develop a cheese communion wafer and call it Jesus. Hey, buddy, you better get on that idea because it just might sell.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
It'd be a lot better than the...
Don't say it.
Yeah. What do you call them? Packing peanuts? I know. I understand. You got to have a product that'll sit on the shelf for a while.
I'm so sorry. I'm having an issue.
Jamie McCormick said
hey,
he was blessed
Pastor
so much
Jamie.
Yesterday. Good morning, buddy. He said, the Lord laid a burden on my heart for some men and their families in the first weeks that he moved back to Summersville, and they were all in church yesterday. They're both truck drivers and usually have to leave out on Sunday, and he's asking for prayer that he can minister to them on other days and that their schedule would change so that they can be a part of what God is doing and lead their families to be part of the body.
Hallelujah.
That's a big prayer there.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Jamie. We're agreeing with you in Jesus' name for the opportunity for creative ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Father, thank you that it doesn't have to be a standard routine. It doesn't have to be the tradition, but Lord, we can reach people where they are. That's what you did, Jesus.
Yes.
And we can love them so much with the word and by the Spirit that they won't stay where they are,
right.
But they'll be transformed by you, Jesus Christ. So we pray this for Pastor Jamie and these gentlemen. Thank you for this connection. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lynn says she has to keep praising God for the healing that her family has experienced. They're all together and her mom is serving her sister so well. Her stamina is continuing to increase and yesterday was so good.
That is
praise
good.
The Lord for the healing in Cammie's body and her spirit.
For sure. You know, it's interesting. We've mentioned it many times before how much we take for granted certain things and we forget things that we're able to usually do on a regular basis, like walking, talking, breathing. I mean, all the different things, remaining upright, walking around and you know, just spending time with family. When that has been diminished, man, you know, we really realize how much we're grateful for, or we should anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And just thank God for every day that we have.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's good.
Yeah.
Whew. It's been a whirlwind here. We're 30 minutes into this thing, I feel like I'm just now sitting back to take a breath.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Well, good morning. You're a part of the Welcome to the Good Morning Show this morning with Terry and Melissa. We are here to encourage you, to lift you up, to share some information with you, maybe that'll help change the outlook on your day and on your life. This is the beginning of a week and the beginning of a new month. So, you know, you get the whole full meal deal, as Judy Jealous would say.
It's the newness of spring in April 1st on a Monday. It's pretty renewing.
Yeah.
And the Lord says in his word, his mercies are new every morning. I don't know about you guys, but I'm grateful for that because I need new mercies every morning.
Right. Right. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, how about real quick before we get to the word for your day, some 9 signs that you need a social media break.
That's a lot of signs.
It happens to many of us. The fact that there are 9 and could be more just tells us something. I mean, like if you find yourself thinking, wait a minute, where has the time gone? I don't even remember when I opened this app on my phone or on my computer. Then maybe it's time to take a little checkup about our social media habits, because we have such a propensity to replace that with normal interaction. In fact, there's a Dr. Borland that I was reading about that said that it's not necessarily about the amount of time that you're spending on social media, but rather the negative effect that it may be having on you and on others in our lives. So here's some tips to clue us in as to whether or not it may be time to take a break. First thing, you're mindlessly checking the apps, right? You're not in the moment. You're on autopilot. And he says it's like your thumbs have a mind of their own. And you're just sitting there, scroll, mm-hmm. not even spending hardly any time to really acknowledge what it is that we've just seen, whether we're looking for something specific or we're just killing time, right? The second thing, you're always online. Little sessions, they add up, right? One study found that people interact with their smartphones a whopping 2,617 times per day. Interacting with our phones that much. And it says, if you can't get an objective read on your habits, ask your spouse or a friend to weigh in and maybe help us to see if we have any blind spots. Why don't we look at them like that for?
Do not weigh in.
The third thing is you can't stop comparing. Right. We know that social media, it's just a highlight reel, but it's so easy to start feeling bad about ourselves in one area or another. And Dr. Borland says when you negatively compare yourself to what you see online, you can start feeling like your own life is lacking something. So no comparison. All right. The fourth thing, you have FOMO. You know what FOMO is? Fear of missing out. Right. Making you feel like everybody is doing something cool and exciting except for you. And people often say it makes them feel like there's some wonderful thing going on that they're missing out on. But it's a highlight reel, okay? Go find something exciting to happen in your own life. Make things happen. That's what we've stopped doing in a lot of ways is what they're saying. The fifth thing, you feel insecure. All that fear of missing out makes you feel like you're not good enough. And Dr. Borland said, even in adulthood, people tell me it reminds them of being 13 and not being invited to a friend's sleepover. Or maybe not being picked first to be on somebody's team. It can really tap into those deeper feelings of insecurity. So we have to be aware of that. Number 6, you're annoyed by everything you see online. You get annoyed when you start flipping through stuff and you're like, oh, come on, more of this? If social media has you rolling your eyes every time you log in, maybe it's time to log off for a little bit.
Amen.
Number 7, you feel isolated from real life. Sure, it's called social media, but it can actually make you feel more alone, more isolated. So instead of having a cup of coffee with a friend, we're communicating by direct message or even a text. He says, when you lack direct human connection, you can start to feel isolated. Mm. So seek out connection with others,
Amen. Physical
connection, meeting somewhere, going for lunch or a coffee or whatever it is. Number 8, your life doesn't feel authentic anymore. Ever feel like you can't enjoy what you're doing without posting about it first? I've been guilty of this in the past. Maybe photographing meals before we eat, and you can't make it through a party without posting. I have been the king of that, and I have really curtailed my stuff. And you're always like, you're always taking a picture of things. And I'm like, I'm not posting it anywhere. I guess for me, sometimes it's like, wow, that just looks good. It's the photographer in me, I guess, something like that. But when you lack direction on this, the pressure to perform can overtake us. And the real enjoyment. I have also been guilty of being at a concert and, you know, recording everything, knowing full well somebody is going to be recording the whole concert and I can watch it on YouTube later. I don't know. There's just something special about having something that I can look at and say I was part of that moment, I guess.
How many videos and pictures do you think is on your phone?
I have no idea.
There is a problem sometimes with that, but there's also the idea that you have memories that we can look back on together as a family and be like, wow, I'm so glad that you captured that moment. Yeah. So
there is a caveat and as well maybe a blessing in some of that.
Maybe.
Well, and you know, it is funny because have been times where something will come up and we're like talking about it. I'll go, oh, I've got a picture from that moment. And you're like, wow, I had no idea somebody actually captured that awesome moment. Like when we were praying with different people, homeless people at truck stops or whatever it might be, because that moment, when we share that moment with other people, sometimes it can be a witness tool as well. So I've kind of been in that mode as well over time. The last one is, the last one here. Social media is just not fun anymore. You know what I mean? The overarching sign encompasses all of the others. Does social media bring you joy or does it bring you down? And if it's the latter, it's maybe time to step back. Mm-hmm. So identify your triggers. Identify the things that may set you in a not so happy position. And set ground rules for your break and start practicing mindfulness. And, you know, when we did the 21-day fast, a lot of people fasted from social media.
Yeah.
They still lived through it all. They came out on the other side feeling so much happier. So it's like everything else. It's moderation, right? It can be good. It can be good for your soul.
What say you guys? Why don't you weigh in on this topic? Do you guys feel like maybe you're spending too much time on your phone, on your device, on your social media? It doesn't have to be social media. I mean, maybe you play too much Candy Crush. I mean, maybe you play too much Wordle. I don't know. Just weigh in here. Do you guys feel like you're disconnecting from the people around you because you're spending too much time on your device? I'm definitely guilty of this. So these things actually convict me.
Well, and they do. And like I said, it's not the end of the world. And it's not like, oh, okay, you're in a really sad shape. It's like means there's hope. We can turn things around, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think the reason for conviction is correction. Mm-hmm. It's the kindness of God that leads us to repentance. And so the truth is when we feel this way and these things are brought to our mind and they pierce our heart, it's like, and you think, well, how can being on your phone too much pierce your heart? You know what it takes me away from? It takes me away from spending quality time with the Lord. It takes me away from spending quality time with my husband and my daughter, my grandkids. It's hard. I find the one that was bothering me was the mindless scrolling. It's like sometimes I just grab it out of habit and I'm like, I don't even want to look at it.
Yeah.
It's just a way to maybe disconnect from a conversation or I don't know. And that is not healthy. That's not good.
Yeah.
So I just repent of that. I spend too much time.
Well, and duly noted, and same for me. I mean, I start to have a greater awareness, especially when our 11-year-old in the backseat of the car says, we were just at a stoplight and I looked at four cars and all of them were looking at their phones while we were sitting there at the red light.
She just said that this weekend.
Yeah, yesterday I think it was. And so Robin says, I have so many pictures. Mm-hmm. Same, you know.
Yeah.
Larry says that although social media has its advantages, wish it could be like it was before. Mm-hmm. There is a large sentiment in that as well. Angie says her bad habit is games on her iPad or watching videos.
Yeah, you know, I do.
It's,
I watch
it's really easy.
Yeah, I do that.
Yep. And Robin says since school started, she's not been on as much, but she can waste a lot of time just scrolling.
I think that we're all guilty of that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Otis says he posts what he finds funny, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's
good. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to jump on you.
No.
Chris says, I'm guilty of this and have been working on improving. What breaks my heart is when you see a family out at dinner and they are all on their phones instead of having an actual conversation together.
Yes,
that bothers me too. And we very much try not to do that. I think we do pretty good when we're together like that.
I try to leave mine in the car. And, you know, I'd have been accused at times of like, well, you got your phone? You look something up here. And I'm like, no, I left it in the car.
Or somebody's called him 16 times and they finally call me because he doesn't have his phone. But that's not always a bad thing.
What do you do? Yeah. I mean, you've got to have time set aside for something else besides being attached to the device all the time.
Yeah.
I remember when we were, you remember, I took a picture of this. Speaking of taking pictures, I took a picture. We were in the bleachers at one of Brett or Taylor's middle school events. And I took a picture of how down like in front of us, there were like five or six adults who all had devices. And this was, what year would that have been? 2015? 2014. somewhere in that range. And they all had a device except for a child. And there was a child who was sitting
everyone
in the middle
in front
of the circle of people.
Everyone in front of us was on their phone.
And here was this one child who had nothing in its hands and was just looking around.
Was
I thought,
watching the actual band concert.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody else was on their phone.
How interesting was that?
It was horrifying.
And that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Imagine where it is now, you know?
You know, something you said in here triggered something for me. I don't want to step on your toes. It's not really the word of the day, but it's just something I feel like the Holy Spirit's talking about right now. You've talked about comparison in this list a couple times. Mm-hmm. Comparison is this demonic presence. It's a demonic spirit. And
it
tells us that we're not enough, mm-hmm. that what we do is not enough, that we're lacking in everything that we are compared to those around us. And it is a false narrative. It is a lie by the enemy that would keep us from feeling worthy and secure in our relationship with Jesus Christ first and foremost. And then it keeps us isolated from reaching out to each other because we're insecure. And so we compare. It keeps us from being a real family of God. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you guys, as those who join our show, you know that you're on here and we do not make any excuses that we are believers in Jesus Christ and that we love him and he is not just part of our life, he is the primary focus of our life and everything comes out of that. But I want to tell you that though you may not prioritize Christ, but he's part of your life. I want to tell you, don't overlook spiritual warfare that's happening in your mm-hmm. life and around you.
Yeah.
Comparison is a demonic spirit sent by the enemy of your soul to steal your joy, to kill your confidence, and rob you of your relationship with Christ and each other. Jesus told us the most important thing he wants us to do is to love him with all of our might, strength, mind, soul, and to love everyone as we love ourselves. In fact, he boiled it down to this. If you love everyone else well, that's how you show me you love me. And so the enemy doesn't want us to love one another. So he sends a demonic presence like comparison to make us so uncomfortable with each other because we think that you all have something and you can do something that we cannot do. And so we compare and it separates us, it isolates us, it pulls us apart, it causes division, it causes insecurities. And when insecurities rise up, I want to tell you the thing that is always, almost always going along with the spirit of comparison. Are you ready? It's a spirit of criticism. It's demonic. When we criticize each other, we are speaking death. We are speaking curses over each other. It's not, don't tell me, well, I'm looking for constructive criticism in my work. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who say, you know what? The service was good, but her outfit was terrible. That is cursing. That is words of death. Either you are speaking words of life or you are speaking words of death. This is not my opinion. This is the word of God.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. This has been, I'm just going to air my business. I'm just going to be really transparent in front of you today because this has been bothering me. There is a passive aggressive tendency that happens in people, especially in the church and believers, that's got to stop. And that's this. Do not tell somebody how wonderful this was or how wonderful that was and then follow it up with a criticism. You are undoing every good thing you just said by being nasty. You're speaking words of life that uplift and encourage and then you're tearing that person down in the next sentence, in the next breath. And it's happened to me. It happened to me twice this weekend and it broke my heart. It hurt me deeply. It is, if you don't have, this is the truth. This is not biblical, but it ought to be. Your mama said it. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
That's right.
You guys, we have the words to tear down people with our words. We have the power to tear people down with our words. Your criticism and your comparison, it's destroying you, your relationship with others, and you're destroying others. So everybody in the church feels about this small when we could all be overcomers in Christ. And the reason it's happening is because we're letting the demons of comparison and criticism loose on each other in our church. Family of God, this is a problem. Believers, we are called to live above this. Don't tell me, well, you know how people talk. Well, you know how people gossip. No, I don't. Because that's not the truth of God's word. And we're trying to live the truth of God's word. So let's stop that trash in Jesus' name. I don't know if you're convicted of this. I am. I'm convicted. The minute I say something I shouldn't say, the Holy Spirit presses within me, and I know I've done something I need to repent of and stop doing. Repent doesn't mean just ask forgiveness. It means change your thinking and stop doing it. You guys, do we want to grow and mature in Christ Jesus? Then this pettiness of allowing the demonic presence of comparison and criticism in our lives, in our homes, in our family, and in our churches needs to stop. Don't tell me your family loves to joke. It's like the burn. We just love to burn each other. Stop that. Mm-hmm. That's not life. Right, right. That's not speaking life. That's not encouraging each other. That's tearing people down. And I know we are called to be overcomers in Christ Jesus. We are called to live confidently in the Holy Spirit, not pridefully, not arrogantly, confidently. And so what Terry's talking about with social media breeding into comparison and criticism, it absolutely feeds it.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing fruit of it every day. And honestly, that is so hard to, it hurts my spirit. It tears me down. And when you're saying something wonderful to your pastor on the way out the door, and then you finish it up with a dig, that is not life. That is not helpful.
For sure.
Stop doing it.
For sure.
Stop doing it. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's
sorry.
No, that's real good.
I will climb down off my soapbox now.
No, it's okay. Stay right there. The idea behind what we've been talking about today is this: really, there are things in our lives that we allow into our lives that we participate in that do creep over into our actual conversations and interactions with other people. I mean, I remember my mom always told me, she says, be careful of the company that you keep. That's biblical. You know, bad company corrupts good morals.
It's true.
And those are kind of the bad company that we keep might be in the form of things we're looking at, things we're listening to, things we're watching, whatever it might be. But I know that there are those things that affect us, and we don't think they do, but they do. Mm-hmm. They do. I mean, Chris says this. She says we should be lifting each other up instead of tearing each other down.
Yeah, amen.
And God has called her to be an encouragement to all that she comes in contact with.
I think
with.
I tell you this, Chris, every week, what an encouragement
yes,
you are to me.
Yes, you are. You are.
There's more than a handful of people that that just speak life every word, and you are one of them. Mm-hmm. And so I just honor you and I love you for that. I have a tremendous amount of support. But you guys, as much as we are loved, it sticks out like a sore thumb when someone is criticizing and comparing and acting and saying nasty and just the gossip and all that stuff. It's so not for the body of Christ, you guys. So not for the body of Christ. No, and I'm not just talking about my local church or our local church. I'm talking about the body of Christ. This is a problem in the church as a whole, and it needs to stop.
Yeah. Well, Robin is admitting, she says, I fall into that comparison trap sometimes.
And thank you for your honesty.
Yes.
And I honor you. And Robin, you have no reason to feel like you are less than someone else because
right.
someone carries something different. You guys, we all have anointings within each of us, and each anointing looks different for each person. And the ability and the skill set and the giftings that the Lord gives you is different than someone else, because he desires to use you differently. And if we compare, the thing is, it'll rob us of seeing what we are carrying by the Holy
yes.
Spirit. And it also, we have to remember something else. I heard this more than once, and it really stuck as truth. If you desire and covet someone else's giftings, anointings, and ability, you have to understand the cross they bear is different than yours.
Yeah.
And the weight of the
it's
cross
true.
They bear may crush you. So don't desire what you think you want when you don't know all that comes with
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm,
okay? We
mm-hmm.
each have a cross to bear, just like we each have an anointing to walk in.
Yeah, yeah. I think Angie brings a good comparison here. She says so many people don't love themselves,
mm-hmm.
so they cannot comprehend Christ's love.
Yeah, that's the truth. And we can't love our neighbor rightly unless we have received the love of Christ first.
Yeah.
You know, people in the world who don't have relationship with Jesus have a difficult time loving themselves and others because they've never received the unconditional, uncomparable agape love of the Lord.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we love because we first were loved by Christ. We love because he first loved us.
That's
1 John 4:19.
Yeah.
And so if you want to love your family, your spouse, others better, first I invite you to real relationship with Jesus Christ so that you can receive his love. And real relationship is not the religious act of going to church, paying your tithe, and then driving away. Real relationship is a daily meeting of in prayer and the word with the Lord and getting to know him and him working in your life, you allowing him to transform you into Christ likeness. That's real relationship, to know him.
Yeah.
And to allow him to know you.
For sure. For sure. hold on a second before you go to that. Robin said that Pastor Prentice yep. said that at the revival sermon, I love you, but he says, don't say but after.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's
that's a good point.
That's really good.
I love you, but.
Mm-hmm. If you love him, yeah. just stop with that.
You're
I
welcome,
love you.
Chris. You're welcome. We love yeah. you too.
And Pastor Rick says to give him a list of names and he'll go after him. I love you, Rick. Thank you. Thank you for your unquestionable support. Yeah. You're precious.
And Janice says, I confess I fall into it. Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Forgive me, Lord.
All of us, yeah.
I don't want to point out a log in someone else's eye when there's a big O,
right.
or a speck in someone else's eye when there's a big O log in mine.
Well,
it
wasn't the point for me to even bring up the thing about the social media stuff more than just to say we have to have an awareness of how we're living our lives yeah. in a way that is
intentional.
For sure.
We need to be more intentional.
Need more of that myself.
I don't think we're going to look back at the end of our life and be like, I wish I'd spent more time on social media. I think we're going to say things like, I wish I'd spent more time talking about the Lord to my kids and my grandkids. I wish I'd spent more time with the family of God, really praising God and worshiping him. I wish I'd spent more time praying. I wish I'd spent more time discipling. Come on, those are the things we're going to want to do more of when we cannot do them that much longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we need to take advantage of those things now.
Yeah. Robin's mm-hmm. point right here. I try to be an encourager. I'm good at encouraging others, but terrible at doing it for myself.
Well,
this goes back to what you're just talking about.
Yeah. You are an excellent encourager, yes. Robin, always. And so
how do we get to that? How do we make that circle come full circle to where
right.
we're encouraging
this
ourselves?
This absolutely has everything to do with being rooted in the word and being rooted in our time with the Lord. If we don't spend time every day meeting with the Lord, like, you know, Terry and I, we try to have, Terry and Baylor and I try to have at least a meal a day, always together. All three of us sitting around the table together and sharing and talking. And it's got to be the same with your relationship with Christ. You know, when you're in a marriage, you have to have some time where it's just you two decompressing, spending time together. It is so important to do that with the Lord. And so our time with the Lord every day is critical. Once we become rooted in regular meeting with the Lord and prioritizing him, his word gets into us. And that encourages us. The best form of encouragement is the voice of God himself speaking into us. His word reminds us in Zephaniah 3:17 that right now, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, he is literally rejoicing over you.
That's right.
With singing and shouting. He is like hyping you up. In the second kingdom, in the heavenly realms, he's hyping you up and it's real. He loves you. He's rejoicing over you. That is your encouragement. But if you never hear him and you never meet with him by his word and prayer, then how will you know that he is hyping you up and he's rejoicing over you and he's singing over you and he's encouraging you? How do you know who you are if you don't listen to what he's saying about you?
That's
how
right.
do you know that this deep first love that we are called to walk in and stay walking in is real if you don't spend any time with your beloved? Come on, the call is for us to encourage others because we're overflowing from encouragement from the Lord and his word in our life. Every ministry should be like that. Every day should be like that, that we are overflowing out of all he's doing in and for us that we can't help but overflow into others.
That's right.
Otherwise, we are ministering and living in lack, in a deficiency. And so the root of everything that we talk about, to ward off a spirit of comparison, to recognize that we're walking in a spirit of criticism, to realize we need encouragement, come on, to walk above anxiety and depression, it is the point, and the answer is being rooted in the word of God. I'm not saying you got to study it like a scholar. I'm saying open it and read it every day. I'm saying open it and read one chapter a day or even less. And while you're reading it, ask the Holy Spirit, speak to me by your word. Help me know today what you would have me know and understand, and write it on the walls of my heart that I would remember it forever. And then read. Just read. You don't know where to read? We'll tell you. Start in the Gospel of John. read the Gospel of John. And when you're done, go right into Acts. Just don't stop. Just keep going. You want to know where to read in the Old Testament? Pick up. We tell you this all the time. The Proverbs of the day. Hey, it's a new month. Today you could read Proverbs chapter 1. Tomorrow read Proverbs chapter 2. And why don't you just do it until you've read all 30 or 31 Proverbs for the month. And then start again or go to Psalms. Come on, you guys. We just need to open the book. Yeah, we need to read it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Confirmation coming from Chris saying, Robin, you're an amazing encourager to me.
Amen.
And just all kinds of good confirmation here.
Otis, that's not, you're not guilty of saying that. That's the truth. You are his favorite.
He was playing on the butt part. Oh. Jesus loves you. But I'm his favorite.
Well,
but you can,
it's still
you can,
true.
Yeah, you can proclaim that, buddy. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's good. That's
for
good.
Sure.
Well, I've preached a couple times. Sorry about that. It's just something, right. Something was said and it just felt like it settled in me by the Holy Spirit to say something. I just think we need to be careful, guys.
For sure. For sure.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, we hope you've gotten some encouragement out of the things that have been said today and shared.
Can
and
I read? Can I read a few verses of the word? I won't preach on it. Yeah. I'll just read it. Listen to this. This is after Jesus resurrected from the tomb and came back to life. Mary was standing outside of the tomb. This is in John chapter 20, starting in verse 11. Just let me read the word of God to you this morning. Okay. Just receive the word. Maybe you haven't opened it yet this morning. Let's prioritize it together, family. But Mary was standing outside the tomb weeping. And so as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been lying. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "Because they have taken my Lord away and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. And did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and she said, "Oh, Lord, forgive me for crying. I can't help it." Can you imagine if Jesus said your name like that? Mary, Angie, Robin, Rick, Terry, Melissa, Tracy, listen, he's saying your name right now. She turned and she said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came announcing to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he has said these beautiful things to her. The word of the Lord this morning. Can I just tell you something? He hadn't even completed his journey to the Father. He hadn't even gone to put his blood on the mercy seat. He had a job to do, but he was so drawn to Mary in the garden tomb. He was so drawn because of her grief and her mourning and her worship. She loved her Lord. She loved her teacher. And her worship stopped him in his journey to ascend to heaven, to put the blood on the mercy seat. He stopped to recognize her, to comfort her. He's doing the same thing to you right now. He stops in his tracks to bring you comfort when you say his name. Tell me where he is. Tell me where you are, Jesus. And he stops and he says your name. And he's here. He's with you. He wants to comfort you. He wants to encourage you. He wants to speak life into you. Why don't you just ask him and let him? Why don't you just let him do that today? I love that. I love that, especially at this time of year, as we talk about Mary drawing the attention of Jesus in the middle of his ascension.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we think about the story as we've seen it portrayed in movies and different things like that, but just put yourself in scripture. Put your name in there.
Yeah.
Just like what you just did.
Yeah.
And it comes to life so
it does.
Much more.
It does. It
yeah.
does.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking about an encourager, I'm just posing this question out here. Think about your best spiritual friend right now. You watching, listening, think about your best spiritual friend. What do they do to encourage you? Mm-hmm. Two things to this. If you, first of all, can't think of a spiritual friend who encourages you, maybe you should become a spiritual friend who encourages
others. Amen.
And if you do have a spiritual friend who encourages you, think about what they do and how you can do the same for others.
Amen. That's
so kind of number two takes care of number one right there.
That's good. How about you? I'd like to hear your answer.
You know, someone who causes me to just to be thinking about the Word of God instead of just trying to answer things or tell me things all the time, makes me dig, makes me go look for things. You know, kind of the way that Pastor Roger did when he just posted the scripture, Psalm 14, you know, go look it up, that kind of a thing. Because I learn so much more instead of, because if somebody just tells me something, you know, then I'm like, okay, well, that's, you know, I got the answer I need, but that's not encouraging.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, but they encourage me by getting into the Word and actually, like, look at what you just did, get into the Word.
Yeah.
Check it out. What does God say about it?
My spiritual friend always reminds me of whatever I'm saying and whatever circumstances I'm feeling, that truth of God's word trumps feeling. And truth speaks life. Truth speaks a better word. God's truth speaks a better word than any other word. So if someone's criticizing me, my spiritual friend reminds me, is that what the Lord is saying about you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. My spiritual friend reminds me, is that really truth? Or is that the wrong perception from someone who's struggling in their identity, right?
Right.
And so I also have that spiritual friend also says to me, but are you speaking truth, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So she holds me to that standard.
Yeah.
The truth of God's word. How about you guys?
Michelle says scriptures in Proverbs are a great encouragement to her. And so that's good. So then you can take those Proverbs and encourage someone else with it as well. You know?
Amen.
Get the word into you so you can help share the word with others.
Yeah, that's good. That's really, really good. People used to say, well, they probably still do. Why is every answer that you have to read the Bible more? I've heard that so many times, or to pray more, because it's the thing that transforms your life.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jesus had a way of responding to people when they would say something, and he'd say, well, you have heard it said, but I tell you, you know, that's a great way to say, well, you might have heard people say that it's okay to give a compliment and then rip them on the backside of that whole thing. But I'm going to tell you, here's what God says about that. You know, we're supposed to speak life. We're supposed to be encouragers. In fact, we're called to be encouragers in the work, right?
Yeah.
Well, we hope you've been encouraged today through all of the things that have been going on here. We look like we've just about hit our 1 hour time here. So if you have something you'd like to get in touch with us about, you can do that through our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. Maybe send some encouragement our way. You can also email us on the website. Various other ways to get a hold of us. But we hope that you will do that, because reaching out, encouraging others, that's really making a difference in the lives of everybody that you meet.
That's right. And if you need prayer, please let us know. We'd be happy to pray with and for you. We love you. We want to encourage you, and we want to pray for you. We want to see you grow and flourish in your relationship with Jesus and those around you. I pray today you have an incredible day in the Lord. We love you so much.
That's right. Remember what he's done for you, what we celebrated yesterday on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. We get to celebrate every single day as believers and followers of Jesus. So we hope that you'll go do that and encourage others to do the same.
We love you.
You matter to God. You matter to us. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning into the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. You can catch up on previous episodes, find links to our social pages, and drop us a line at our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. Thanks for listening.